let's talk about winning. Let's talk about a winning mindset in life when you're just a regular person. Look, everybody wants to be the best, right? The best in the world. But in all honesty, if you face reality, right, you're not the best. I am not the best, right? There's so much competition in the world. How can you honestly be the best? Be the best out of so many people that's so competitive. But you could be the best version of yourself, right? So I think that what I'm realizing from growing up in the United States, from the time I was a little kid who immigrated here, came from a, we'll say, a middle class to poor class family background. If you really think about it, what I realized is, you know, since I've jumped classes and I grew up with a certain kind of people, I moved, I hang out with different kinds of people, and throughout that whole time, I've been able to jump classes and move around, become better, right? And I'm not talking about just jump classes in the way that I act, right? I'm talking about also jumping classes in your financial gain in this world. Let's just face this one simple, sobering fact. It's very difficult to have, it's not very difficult, but like, to have an amazing life, you really need two things, right? Number one, you need to be truly embraced and comfortable in who you are, what you are, how you are. You really have to embrace yourself. Oh, God, I sneezed. Bless me. So, when you think about it, if you actually go after being comfortable with yourself and just, hey, you know, I'm alive today. I'm going to enjoy this life today the way that it is. I don't need anything to change, right? No matter how horrible or how good, some things are horrible, some things are good. Like, you get comfortable with what your fucking situation is, right? I had to get really comfortable with myself and my life and that. You know, in all honesty, my life just wasn't never gonna look like somebody else's perfect little life, right? That's not the way it goes for me. That's okay. So number one is you really have to get comfortable with you, your life, your skin, your journey. You really have to get comfortable with that, right? But number two, what makes your life incredibly much better for you to live is to increase your financial gain. Now, I have a lot of experience with this, you know. None of my aunts or uncles taught me how to make money. My dad did not teach me how to make money, right? I, as a kid, had to learn how to make money, but I didn't. Nobody taught me shit about money, right? I didn't learn about money, and I'm over here struggling in America, trying to build my life, trying to build myself, trying to make money, right? You have to have, you know, you could be happy with yourself all you want, but you know, sometimes you want to buy things, and if you don't have money, you cannot buy anything, period, right? That's the end of the story. You'd be a happy poor person. That's great, but if that's not your goal, like it wasn't my goal, right? Now, if you do find yourself being happy and then you do find yourself making more money, now you can live a better life and you have the ability to go and give that to other people as well. But how can you do that if you don't go to work on yourself first? So what you really have to get comfortable with is working on yourself, right? I think one of the things that helped me jump classes and change my life in so many ways and change my psychology and change the way I act is I went and I started learning. You're in the age of technology, right? So like in the age of information, so you could get any piece of information. You can learn about anything, anytime. But then there's the, if you come from a family where your generation has built something, don't fucking squander it by not making more of yourself, right? Because clearly, somebody did enough to get you to where you are, And if nobody did anything, then you need to start the journey. That's how I'm thinking about it, right? Like, you go and be the beacon of light, of growth for you and your family. There is always, whether it's your kids, your family, your loved ones, or a stranger, there's probably always somebody looking up to you and somebody looking down to you. But the thing to pay attention to is there's always somebody looking up to you. So if you're not being your best self, if you're not out there trying every single day to be your best self, hey, you want to be a lesson to somebody for what not to do, or do you want to be a lesson for people for what to do? And if you want to be a lesson for what to do, then you really have to start focusing on becoming better and learning to find this internal warrior spirit-like drive within yourself to go and accomplish a little bit more for your life. Remember what I said in the beginning. It does not mean you're going to be the best, right? Because there's so much competition. But it does mean you're going to be the best version of you that you can possibly be, right? You need to learn. And when you learn, you get more information. When you get more information, you become a little bit better. You use that information for greater good for yourself, your family, and other people. That's how you really make the world probably a much better place. Now, how do you increase your financial gain? First of all, you have to increase your knowledge. You have to find a business that is uncapped, right? A market. Find markets that are uncapped that you can grow, that you can expand, that you can monetize. But sometimes it takes a lot of time. You know, when I think of myself in my real estate career, which is how I made money in my real estate career, right? That got me to seven figures a year, right? On paper. So if you think about that, how did we get there? I literally went from getting evicted, owing $5,000. What that means is I could not beg somebody for $5,000. And I bet you now, if I needed $5,000, first of all, I could provide the $5,000 myself. Second of all, if I needed it, I can figure out a way to go and get it from somebody else, right? To be repaid, whatever, but I could get it. What's the difference? The difference is my mentality and the abundance that I've created within myself, that I went from not being able to beg for $5,000 to $5,000 being almost nothing to me. Think about that. You can do the same, right? It just takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifices, and I understand that. And unfortunately, the only pill that I cannot give you is how to do it fast. I've never done anything fast in my life. It took me 7 years of being in the real estate business, in the first 5 years having an eviction that I was trying to get, couldn't afford to live, basically, having a little kid at home and I couldn't afford to pay my bills. That's fucking crazy. I know how much it sucks to have financial stress and trouble. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. But the way you change that is, number one, you start learning. Number two, you absolutely have to change your environment, and you absolutely have to mentally to yourself constantly reinforce positive beliefs and affirmations. This is not a joke. This is how you do it. Just as if you needed to program something in the computer, how would you do it? You write a new code, then you run the code, then you check the code to make sure it works, and then